There is no other place to go.
Dean Cradle came to Walnut Commons just over a year ago after staying at the Muncie Mission for 10 months. Once he left, his next home would have been a place many people know, but no one thinks of as a home.
Under the Wheeling Bridge, probably. That was the next stop.
After being approved to live at Walnut Commons, Cradle has called it home ever since and has felt nothing but support from those who manage the apartments.
The staff here is phenomenal. They're overworked, underpaid, so I try to help out.
Made up of an on-site clinic, caseworkers, and a property manager, residents are able to receive medical assistance, job, and personal development opportunities and pay whatever rent they can afford. Property manager Tina Black has managed properties for 17 years and says she has finally found a property that has taught her more than she could have ever imagined.
It's taught me a lot about patience and awareness of our community. Perception, a lot about perception, because it's easy to see those people on the side of the road and just think that they're faking it, and a lot of them aren't. These people are more of a blessing to me than I am to them on a daily basis.
Black says Walnut Commons provides residents with more than just shelter. When they arrive, they are given essential items such as bedding and cleaning supplies to help with the transition. In addition, the housing Walnut Commons provides allows residents to start looking for work again. Black says that without the proper identification and a home address, businesses won't hire. This new address provides a way out of their current life.
They'll see someone on the side of the road and they think, well, you know, that person just needs to go get a job. But here's the thing, if they're homeless, they don't have documentation to go get a job.
While all apartments are full, Black says there is still a need for homeless housing in Muncie. She says there's a long waiting list to get into the complex. In Muncie, Esther Bauer, IPR News.